4 charges against convicted murderer Robert Stephen Wright, including criminal harassment, forcible confinement, and 2 counts of sexual assault, were withdrawn in a North Bay court September 8. Though the case was set to go to trial in March, the North Bay District Courthouse confirmed these dates were vacated after a motion to adjourn the proceedings was granted. Then, a motion today led to the withdrawal of the charges, which were laid after an investigation by North Bay Police regarding alleged incidents that predated his Sudbury murder conviction. Charges can be withdrawn due to lack of evidence, a belief that the case cannot be won or a complainant or key witness who is unwilling to testify. The charges were also to be proceeded on summarily, rather than indictable, and the distinction often lies in the severity of the offenses. Summary offenses are considered less severe, while indictable offenses are more serious. A person charged with a summary conviction offense is usually not arrested, unless the accused is found committing the offense. However, Wright is serving a life sentence for the second-degree murder of Renee Sweeney, without the ability to apply for parole for 12 years. He is also appealing that conviction. Wright's attorney, Joseph Wilkinson, was in court on July 25 to ask the court to approve bail for his client while Wright waits for his appeal. Bail was denied. Sweeney was at work at a video store in a plaza at 1500 Paris Saint when, on the morning of January 27, 1998, she was stabbed more than 30 times and died at the scene. No one was arrested in connection with her murder until 2018, despite the largest investigation in Sudbury police history. In 2018, police connected Wright to the scene through DNA. At the time, Wright was an 18-year-old student at Lockerbie Composite School, which was within walking distance of the store where Sweeney worked. His trial began with jury selection on February 21, 2023, and after a little over a month of evidence and testimony, the jury began their deliberations March 28, 2023. The Crown rested its case after calling to the stand Sweeney's manager, eyewitnesses to the aftermath of the killing, police officers who investigated the crime, and forensic scientists who could offer context to DNA evidence found. The defense called Wright himself, who said that he had found Sweeney injured, but did not kill her. Testifying he believed she was already dead, Wright said he fled the scene. He was found guilty on March 29, 2023.